locally owned and operated.
The American people are waiting. Have you a statement?
1230 The Voice is WXCO Wausau.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret, and today we continue our verse-by-verse study through the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Follow along in your Bible if you are able to do that. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you. If you do that, God wants us to receive his words and treasure his commands inside of us. And we do that by reading the Bible, rereading it, and also by studying it. He says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. God wants us to incline our ear to wisdom. In other words, he wants us to listen to him. Listening takes effort, but it's worth it. You know, people who talk more than they listen have more trouble than most others. And often their troubles are reoccurring. And that's because they don't keep quiet long enough to listen to the wise counsel of God or even of others. Verse 3. Yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures. It takes a lot of work. If we want something, we have to pray and then roll up our sleeves and go to work. That's not being unspiritual. That's how God designed things to work. And as a result, if we want godliness, then we must work for that as well. It takes effort. Verse 5, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. If we make God and godliness a priority, then we will not be disappointed. If we want what God wants and are willing to work for it, willing to sacrifice for it, then we will have it. Verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. God wants to renew the minds of his people. God can teach his people to think straight, to discern true from false, and to distinguish between bad and good and better and best. Verse 8, actually verse 7, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. God will give us knowledge and protection, but we must obey him, or it won't happen. Verse 8, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. God guards the path of justice in many ways. He doesn't deviate from it. He guards what is right and wrong. He guards just because he is a just God. That is part of his character, and he doesn't waver from it. And God will guard us if we are good, if we are just. Good people will have their share of trouble, but God protects them from the sorrow that comes from an ungodly lifestyle. Verse 9, then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. we stay close to God, He will show us how to make good decisions. So much of the Christian life boils down to that one simple principle. Stay close to Jesus. You stay close to Christ through the Word of God, through prayer and the other spiritual disciplines like going to church and praising, things like that. So many other things just simply fall into place by the power of the Holy Spirit, including making good decisions. Verse 10, for wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. The knowledge of what is right is a pleasant thing to a Christian. And that's because a good person, a good Christian, wants to know how to please the Lord God. They want to know how to do that, and the Word of God is pleasant to their soul because it gives them that knowledge. Nothing else on this earth will give them that knowledge. Verse 11. Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you. Correct decisions will protect us. Living by the Word of God will make life better. God says He will save us from the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 12. Delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverse speech. The more of God's Word that we put into us, the easier it'll be for us to recognize ideas and words which are not right. Now, we may not even know why they aren't correct, but the Word of God gives us the discernment to know that they are incorrect. It just won't sit well with us. We might not be able to put our finger on it, the exact reason, but we'll know. That's the kind of discernment that comes from reading, studying, and being taught the Word of God. Verse 12 and 13, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverse speech, who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. The right road to live by is the Word of God. Evil people go through life on the wrong road, and the wrong road is a dark road, so they do a lot of stumbling along the way. And they stumble right into the lake of fire after they're dead. Verse 14. Who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil. Men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. A good person who cares about God sins and feels horrible about it. A bad person sins and says, that's fun. I can't wait to do it again. Verse 16, so you will be delivered from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words. In other words, God's word, if followed, will save us from pursuing wrong desires. The smooth words of an immoral woman. Oh, I wish I had a man like you. Your wife doesn't know how good she has it. You know, that kind of trash will fall on deaf ears. The closer men are to God, the less likely they will grab that sort of bait and run with it. 17, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. She's no good. She's married, but she doesn't mind committing adultery. I guess she figures she deserves it. She wants it. She does it. That kind of a person. 18. For her house sinks down to death, and her paths to the departed. A woman like that is on the fast track to hell, and anyone who messes with her will also go to hell. 19. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life. Serious business, isn't it? If a man isn't strong in the Lord, it's pretty easy to take the bait of a woman like this. But if he takes that bait, and he doesn't repent, and he doesn't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he will go to hell and never get out. 20. So you will walk in the way of good. in the way of the good, and keep to the paths of the righteous. The closer we are to God, the more we will want to be around good people who do righteous things. We want to rub off on them, and we want them to rub off on us. It's like the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. Verse 21, for the upright will inhabit the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be rooted out of it. Now, this is specifically referring to the nation Israel in Old Testament times. When God's Old Testament people were good, he gave them security and prosperity in their land. The point is this, though. God loves to bless, and he blesses his people who act the way he wants them to act. Let's go into Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Because God is our Father, he wants us to have a good life. God knows the only way to have that good life is to obey the Holy Bible. And like any good parent, he wants to instruct his children because he cares about them. And so he says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Notice how the body and the soul are connected. We see that an awful lot in Scripture. Obedience to God gives peace of mind, which promotes a healthy body. Disobedience brings guilt, which breaks our body down. 3. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. God wants mercy and truth to dictate how we live. If it is true, if it is merciful, then it should be a part of us. Verse 4. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. If we're good people, if we are Christians walking in the Spirit, then we will enjoy fellowship with God. And as a general rule, other people will like us. Not many people will dislike someone who is merciful and does what is right. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Do not lean on your own understanding means let the Word of God be your final guide, not your feelings or your desires. Our sin nature often tells us what we want to hear, not what we need to hear. That's why God's Word should be our guide, instead of what others think, or what we may think, or what we feel. So he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. If we are willing to be led by God and to obey God, then he will, moment by moment, lead us. We can't miss God's will as long as we stay in the moral will of God. Verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Stop there for a second. Be not wise in your own eyes. God cannot lead someone who won't be led. He cannot lead a person who refuses to follow the Word of God because they think they have a better way. He says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. I have read that 62% of illnesses are caused by things like hatred, guilt, and envy, all of which are sin. Again, God is emphasizing the connection between body, soul, and spirit. Verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. In other words, honor God by giving him some of your wealth. You know, it all belongs to him anyway. Everything that we have belongs to God. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and everything on it. And notice what he says. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. You put God first. You support his work. He'll take care of you for as long as he wants you to live. God tells us to store up for ourselves treasures in heaven. That's what he says in his word. And we do that by supporting his work here on earth. You store up treasures for yourself in heaven by supporting God's work here on earth. And the Bible says those who sow sparingly shall also reap sparingly. Those who sow bountifully will reap bountifully. 11. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. In other words, don't get angry when God shows you something that you're doing which isn't right. Don't get upset when you see something in the Bible that's correct, but you're not doing it. Just accept God's teaching and make the correction. Verse 12, for the Lord reproves him who he loves, as a father the son whom he delights. If you're a Christian and God allows something bad in your life, it's his discipline. God isn't angry. He just wants us to change for the better. And rough times will help us do that. Rough times are God's discipline. They're a way of having us draw closer to him. And even when you're reading the Bible or when you're being taught the Bible and something doesn't set well with you because you're not doing it, like I just mentioned in the previous verse, that's part of God's discipline too. He's making you feel uncomfortable so that you change. But it's all a part of his loving discipline. It's all a part of his training. He's a good father. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in 1 minute. You are listening to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Mike Moret.
Numbers are important to you, or you believe they have special significance. Today may be one of those days. According to the calendar, it is 11-11-11. Not again for another century, and it falls on the date in November we call Veterans Day. Every day is a good day to remember veterans, but this year we might pray that things would come together for veterans as well as the numbers on the calendar do today. Of course, what really matters in all our prayers on all our days is the recognition that a loving God controls time and that he is with us every minute of every day throughout our lives. And the gift of life he gives is a precious gift for every day we spend on this earth. This is By the Way.
And welcome back to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. If you'd like to be a part of this verse-by-verse ministry, teaching the Word of God one verse at a time, you can do that by praying for us. You can pray for us that God would bless his Word. Second way you can do it is to contribute to this ministry. Support us financially. Our address is Scripture Verse by Verse, Post Office Box 2211, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54402-2211. That's Scripture Verse by Verse, Post Office Box 2211, Wausau, 54402-2211. Thank you. All right, we're in Proverbs chapter 3. We resume our study in verse 13, which reads, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. Steady diet of God's word enriches our lives. But those who walk away from the word of God and live by their own desires instead of what God says, they're going to be sad. And that sadness is also a part of God's discipline. You see, he wants that person back. He wants that person closer to him. So he's going to make them feel uncomfortable. 14. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. The benefits of being close to Jesus surpass the benefits of wealth. What good is your wealth going to do you? What good is your fat pocketbook going to do you when you're in hospice? See, a good Christian feels like a rich man But a rich man without Jesus is going to have emptiness throughout their life, especially when they get close to death. Verse 15, she is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare to her. Some things in this world are fun, but none of them are even in the same league as having fellowship with Christ in his word. 16, long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Close walk with Jesus will give us eternal life in the next world and the best life possible in this world. 17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Pleasantness and peace. You can tell if you're in God's will. You can tell because you will, deep down, you will know that what you are doing is correct because it lines up with Scripture. It may not be fun, but deep down you'll know it's correct. And there's peace and there's joy and a pleasant feeling that comes from knowing that that's there. Verse 18. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. Jesus is the tree of life to those who stay close to him and follow the wisdom of his word. In other words, he gives us a life worth living. 19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. God did not toss the stars and the planets into space in some haphazard manner. They are not the result of an accidental Big Bang that just scattered everything here and there. It's not how it happened. God carefully thought about where he wanted every living thing. And then he put each and every star and planet exactly where he wanted it to be. 20. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down dew. It is by God's wisdom and skill that the water cycle operates. It's by God's wisdom and skill that the rivers of the world flow and that the clouds drop rain. Mother Nature had nothing to do with any of it. Who in the world's Mother Nature anyway? A secular substitute for Almighty God in a lot of people's minds. Verse 21. My God, or I should say my son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Hang on tight to the wisdom of God and use it to make all your decisions. After all, think about it. If it was good enough for God when he designed and created the universe, verse 20, then it ought to be good enough to direct our lives. 22. And they will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. God's word gives life to our souls. In other words, it revitalizes a discouraged soul, and it gives spiritual energy to a tired soul. 23, then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. Living by God's word will give us confidence. Things won't always be perfect, but you will have a sense of security that comes from knowing that you are on God's side, and that's worth an awful lot. 24. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. A person sleeps a lot better when they are not troubled by fear or guilt. Living by the word of God may not get rid of every single problem that you have, but it will get rid of those two big problems, fear and guilt. 25. Do not be afraid of sudden terror or of the ruin of the wicked when it comes? Sometimes it seems like the wicked have it made. And they may be well off for a while, but they are a heartbeat out of hell and a heartbeat away from sudden terror. Living by the word of God keeps us from those problems also. There will be no terror. There will be no hell for people who belong to Jesus Christ. Verse 26. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. God protects those who live by his word. If, when we get to heaven, God decides to show us all the things that would have happened if he had not protected us, I think we're going to be shocked and we're going to be very thankful, because we are unaware of all the many ways God protects us every day, especially if we walk in his word. 27. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it. If you have opportunity to help someone, then help them. Be good to those who deserve good. 28. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come again. Tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. If you can help someone today, take advantage of the opportunity. God's presenting you with an opportunity, because opportunities often disappear and never return when a person doesn't take advantage of them. 29. Do not plan evil against your neighbor who dwells trustingly beside you. Do not hurt someone who trusts you, is what God is saying. A trusting person would be easy to use and abuse, but God says don't do it simply because you can get away with it. 30. Do not contend with a man for no reason, when he has done you no harm. Don't accuse an innocent person. Don't say that someone has hurt you if they didn't. Don't make things up about people. We all do enough things that are bad. We don't need to have people make things up about us. God is a God of justice, and he expects his people to be just as well. 31. Do not envy a man of violence. Do not choose any of his ways. We have to be careful who we choose to be our models. Be careful who you look up to. If we follow bad people, if we admire bad people, we're going to end up being bad just like them. 32. For the devious person is an abomination to the Lord. You know that God came into the world to save evil people, but the truth is he can't stand them. You see, that's a terrible thing to say. No. It's a credit to God's love that he would suffer and die for people who are disgusting to him. Someone says, now you've destroyed my self-esteem. Yeah, maybe, but I hope you have more God esteem when you consider what he has done. Because look at verse 32. For the devious person is an abomination to the Lord, but the upright are in his confidence. The wicked are God's enemies, the good are his friends. And we become God's friends by repenting and receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and also by living for him. Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. One of the greatest things about being a friend of God is that we can enjoy his company. And like the word of God says here, he shares his secret counsel with the upright. That means we learn about him and we learn his ways much better when we are living the right way. 33. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. And the word house speaks of family. God will do good things for us and our family if we obey him. 34. Toward the scorners he is scornful, but to the humble he gives favor. God leaves it up to us, but he tells us ahead of time that those who snub him and his word will be snubbed by him. 35. The wise will inherit honor, but fools get disgrace. A wise person is godly, a fool is evil. A godly person will develop a good reputation. A fool will be known as someone who does things that are harmful. Questions, comments, you can write me at Scripture Verse by Verse, Post Office Box 2211, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54402-2211. That's Scripture Verse by Verse, Post Office Box 2211, Wausau, 54402-2211. Don't forget, if you're looking for a place to worship, you're welcome to come and join us Sunday mornings, Island Place, right next to Oak Island here in Wausau. Island Place, 10 o'clock Sunday mornings, right next to Oak Island here in Wausau. As you can tell, I am running out of time. See you next week. So long, everyone.